Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello, fam, and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about Bailey Zappe, the quarterback from the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, man? Talking some quarterbacks today, showing some love to the Hilltoppers and their outstanding quarterback, Bailey Zappe, man. It's going to be impressive. I can't believe that this guy isn't being up there, being put up there with some of the best quarterbacks in this draft. And I'll tell you why in just a second. But, man, he is super, super impressive, Jeremiah.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching live or listening to our podcast, thank you so much for joining us. All of your shares and telling your friends, family, and coworkers about our show has been the reason we've been able to grow so strong over the years. We have over 1,000 episodes on our YouTube channel and over 700 episodes of our podcast. And we've been broadcasting with our original hosts since over 10 years now, for starting on AM radio. So thank you so much for continuing to join us, and we will continue to bring you amazing stats and amazing player coverage every single week like we do. So speaking of which, Western Kentucky, this is not a team that gets as much coverage maybe in the mainstream sports media as they probably need. And Mr. Logan Landers, will you explain to us why someone like Bailey Zappe should get a lot more attention?
All right, let's talk about him, man. And oh, what a career this guy has had. And he actually did start at Western Kentucky, Jeremy. He started off at a school that I'm sure 99.9% of viewers and listeners have never heard of. He started off at Houston Baptist College, playing for the Huskies. So he started off there. 2017, he did not see the field. 2018, he finally got on the field. He said, all right, I'm ready to go. Pretty solid year, right? 252 completions for out of 436, good for 57%, not too bad. 2,822 yards, 23 touchdowns, and 13 interceptions, so pretty solid. But he was sacked a career high 44 times, so a little bit tough to get a lot done there when you're almost sacked 50 times in a season. 2019, 357 out of 560. They said, all right, it's time for you to let things loose and get it going. 3,811 yards, 6.8 average per throw, 35 touchdowns, and 15 interceptions. So pretty good there. You can see he improved. 2020, the shortened year, 141 out of 215, good for 65.6%, 1,833 yards, an 8.5 average per throw, so he's able to get that up by over two more yards, 15 touchdowns, and just one interception. So a little bit of light work, right? Not as long of a season, but you can see that the potential is there for this guy. So then, after 2020, he said, you know, it's time for me to move on. I'm going to go to Western Kentucky. And this is where things get crazy. This past season, 475 completions, right? Almost as many, he had as many completions this year as he had attempts in previous years. So he's 475 out of 686 passing. That's still good for 69%, almost 70%. 5,967 yards. I'm going to say that one more time. 5,967 yards passing. I had to make sure that was correct, but it is. But that gets even crazier. 62 touchdowns and just 11 interceptions. I mean, come on. He obviously, right, led college football in yards and touchdowns. It really is. I mean, almost 6,000 yards and over 60 touchdowns. I mean, this guy was breaking records that Western, you know, school records, obviously, that no one's going to beat for 20 years, maybe. College football, just absolutely having a tremendous season. So, obviously, this past season put him on the map. So, let's talk about some things I like, some things he could improve on for the 6'1", 220-pound quarterback from Western Kentucky. So, some things I like about him. Obviously, right, super strong. Got a great arm, and man, he really knows how to get it done in the pocket. He's got good strength. He's got good vision. He's played a lot of football. Also, he's got a good quarterback rating, accuracy, yards. Don't throw that many interceptions. And I mean, obviously, he set a record and just that amazing passing yardage and touchdowns is unheard of. Those incredible numbers. He's very smart also, field general, got good at processing what's going on defense. He's got good zip to the ball. He can throw it hard when you need him to, but he's also not afraid to get that nice finesse on it, that nice touch when he needs to know to lighten up a little bit. He's got pretty solid arm strength, not elite. He's not going to be throwing the ball 50 yards through the air, but he can get it done, obviously, in the short and intermediate game. He's got pretty good speed, right? He used to run track in high school, so he is on a little bit of a leaner side at 220 pounds, so he does have some good speed. Then finally, man, he's just really good with his vision. He's pretty elusive, and if you need him to kind of wiggle out of a sack, he can do that. And as long as you can get this guy a little bit of time, he can make you pay for it. So what are some reasons that Bailey Zappe isn't being regarded as the top quarterback, you know, this year in this draft with, you know, the Kenny Picketts and everyone of the world? Let's talk about some of his weaknesses, some things he can improve on. He has struggled with some decision-making with his pre-snap recognition. Sometimes he would think everything's all good, but then a linebacker, someone would be rushing in from behind him and taking him down to the ground. Like I say, he doesn't have the most elite arm strength. He does sometimes struggle with his deep ball accuracy, and he can put maybe a little bit too much air on it instead of it just coming down right into the hands. Like I say, he's not the most athletic. He's a decent scrambler, but he's not top tier like some of the other guys in the draft, so that might hurt him too. Some people might say his height is going to be a little bit of a disadvantage. He's 6'1", so he's not the tallest quarterback in the world. I mean, some guys, you know, we see every year that some shorter quarterbacks, like, oh, he's short, he can't do a whole lot. But, you know, I don't really pay too much attention to that. As long as obviously with the stats this year, obviously that didn't prove to be much of an issue. But some people might say his height could be a disadvantage. Sometimes some of his throws aren't the most accurate, like his back shoulder fades. Whenever he's rushing, he doesn't throw on the run the best. He's a good quarterback. He throws the ball a ton. So, I mean, that might hurt him a little bit in the NFL, where he went from throwing 60 touchdowns and almost 6,000 yards in a season. Now, you know, he could go into an NFL season and throw half of that. So that could be something to look at there, because obviously they're not going to be doing that much in the NFL. At least not yet. I know the trends are looking that way, but we aren't to his numbers yet. And then also, like I say, he's a good runner, but sometimes he can just get a little bit carried away in the pocket. And like I said, just kind of hold on to the ball a little bit too much. And instead of just throwing it out of bounds, he always wants to make the big play. But I mean, overall, man, this is probably one of the better, like, just insane picks of the draft. Also, I think, too, since he played at a smaller school with Houston Baptist for the majority of his career, and he only had 1 year at Western Kentucky, I feel like that's going to hurt his draft stock, too. I feel like he played more years at Western Kentucky. That would have helped him out. But, I mean, you really only have one season to go off of in terms of super impressive stats, obviously. But I think he's going to be a later round pick just with all the insane talent and the fact that, you know, everyone's already got their eyes set on all the other top quarterbacks in this draft. But watch out for Bailey Zappe, right? I think he's going to be a late-round draft pick. Going to start off as probably a backup that where most of the later rounds do. And, I mean, don't be surprised if he's in camp with another young quarterback. He could give him some fits. He could maybe fight for that starting role right out of the gate. You never know. Because, I mean, this guy is super impressive. I can't wait to see how his game translates on the NFL level because it did pretty solid in college. But I like this kid. I think he's got some untapped potential. And whatever team drafts him that needs maybe a quarterback of the future, someone you don't need right now, but maybe in the next, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, you could get Bailey Zappe in under a veteran and just learn from him. And then once he retires, moves on, whatever, throw in Bailey Zappe and see what he can do. But I like this guy. He's got incredible numbers. And I think that he's going to find his way as a starter in the NFL in a little bit of time. I think he's going to have a good career either as a starter or as a very good backup at the bare minimum. So I like this kid, and I can't wait to see where he goes in April at the draft.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Absolutely. Yeah. So with, yeah, thinking about that, you know, someone with these kind of stats, they, you know, you, again, you know, they're not the top of mind for a lot of people, but I guarantee you there are incredible coaching staffs all over the NFL that do have their eyes on Bailey Zappe. I'm sure that there are incredible people that work for those coaching staffs in the recruiting sides that are putting this man's picture in front of a lot of people right now and really trying to figure out where can we find value in him over the long term. Because just like you're talking about, it's very unlikely that he's going to come out slinging as the starter quarterback coming out of, in next year, even if he does get drafted, you know, fairly early on. But what he does have this huge opportunity to do, which I think is very important, is he gets a chance to come in on a lower tier and come in as a backup somewhere where if he plays his cards right and does and really works hard with a great team, then he can know that he has a pathway towards being a starting quarterback. And that's incredible. And one other thing that I think is highly underrated, and we speak about this a lot on our show, but it's highly underrated, is the fact that a backup quarterback in the NFL is still a quarterback in the NFL, right, getting paid a world-class salary to do an incredible professional job. And even if he just has to come in the clutch, if someone gets injured, if it's, you know, a special play, if it's something they've been working on, or, you know, something completely different where he's just an incredible leader off the field or in the off season where he's helping his team to grow and helping them to do everything they need to do to grow, he's always going to have a place in the NFL for as long as he wants to be here. So Bailey Zappe, just keep doing you, bro. And we want to see where that ends up. So if you were to speculate just offhand, Logan, where do you think he might land?
Team-wise, I'm not too sure, but I think for what round he could go in, I could see maybe third round, potentially fourth round for sure. I don't see him dropping below that, but that's usually where you see a lot more of the project pieces as opposed to the more polished players in the draft, some guys that need a little bit of work around the edges, and I think that's where Bailey Zappe is going to shine.
That's awesome. Well, just for me, you know, with my limited amounts of information, you know, knowing about what somebody might need down the line, I would love to see him go to Carolina just to see something come in under that, because I feel like in the very limited knowledge I have of it all, that they might be looking for, you know, a new starter at some point. There's just great systems there that I love that coaching staff. So I'd love to see him land somewhere fairly close to home like that. But otherwise, yeah, put in the comments what you think. We want to hear from you. Where do you think that Bailey Zappe could land? What round do you think he'll be drafted in? And what are some great teams that you'd love to see him land on that could use an incredible backup quarterback who can come in the clutch, you can put in on a 3rd and 2 and be sure that he's going to do exactly what he needs to do to keep the ball, to keep the chains moving? And we want to see him do exactly that. So, Mr. Logan Landers, thank you so much for your NFL draft prospect of Bailey Zappe from Western Kentucky. If you are watching us live, thank you so much. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you again. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us. 100 Yards of Football. Type that in anywhere that you listen to podcasts, including on Spotify, Amazon, Overcast, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, on our amazing host, Believe Podcast Network, Google Play, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, we are here for you with over 700 amazing episodes, including incredible draft prospects, game previews, team previews, and everything that you need to make decisions about this upcoming football season, plus incredible interviews and history specials that will take you all the way through every offseason, and anytime that there's a downtime that you need something to listen to, we have got you covered. So thank you so much again to our host, Mr. Logan Landers. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and this has been our NFL draft prospect for Bailey Zappe, the quarterback from Western Kentucky. We'll be right back with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.